Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. It's Christmas week and we wouldn't expect a whole lot of new breaking farm news, but we did get a signal yesterday from USDA that there will be no additional farm aid beyond the $12 billion package, even as financial stress deepens across the farm sector. Richard Fordyce, USDA's Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says the payments are intended to help producers cope with low commodity prices, elevated production costs, and reduced export demand tied to ongoing trade tensions. But economists and farm advocates warn many operations may continue to struggle without further support or stronger export growth. U.S. agriculture has traditionally posted trade surpluses, but rising imports and slowing exports have pushed the sector into a widening trade deficit. That shift has weighed heavily on farm income, particularly for row crop producers dependent on foreign markets. USDA officials say budget constraints and existing authorities limit the department's ability to offer more aid in the near term. Many farmers, however, say long-term relief will depend less on direct payments and more on expanded trade opportunities. A new USDA labeling rule will take effect January 1st, tightening standards for when meat, poultry, and egg products may be identified as a product of the United States. Under the regulation finalized in March last year, companies may use labels such as product of USA or made in USA only if the animals were born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S. Meat from animals imported live for feeding or processing no longer qualifies. Products that are minimally processed may use qualified claims, such as noting they were sliced or packaged domestically using imported meat. The rule does not require companies to use U.S. origin labels, but any firm that does must maintain records supporting the claim. Critics warn it would strain trade ties, particularly with Canada and Mexico, and discourage imports of live animals. Mexico has launched an investigation into U.S. pork imports, alleging that unfair pricing and government subsidies may be harming Mexican producers and processors. Mexico's domestic pork producers, processors, and trade groups complained that imports of U.S. ham and pork shoulders surged and were sold at less than fair value. Under World Trade Organization rules, countries may impose duties if dumped or subsidized imports cause material injuries. Mexico is the top export market for U.S. pork. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with the markets.